The National Women's Hall of Fame induction ceremony is Saturday. Attorney Gloria Allred will be recognized as a trailblazer and pioneer for women's rights. She is known for often taking on controversial and high-profile cases. WXXI's Noelle Evans spoke with Allred, who says the honor is not lost on her.
Allred says she's grateful to be recognized along with other women, some of whom, like Sonia Sotomayor, are her sheroes, as she calls them.
And I'm just looking forward to congratulating them as well.
And with this induction, Gloria, you mentioned that you're excited. We're also at a point where it's about 100 years since women have been able to win legally the right to vote. We also have President Trump in the Oval Office, who you have been in a legal case against. So this, I mean, we're after the Me Too era. You've been fighting for this for decades before Me Too. Where do we stand now, and how does it feel stepping into the Women's National Hall of Fame at this time?
Well, I'm so glad, Noelle, that you framed it the way you did, because you said almost 100 years since women won the right to vote. And that is so important that you put it that way, because so many people say, oh, almost 100 years ago, women were given the right to vote. That's false. We were never given the right to vote. We had to fight to win it for 72 years, starting in Seneca Falls in 1848 and proceeding until 1920. No one has ever given women any rights at all. We've always had to fight to win them, and we will continue this battle for as long as it takes.
Do you have a vision for the future of women's and human rights and what a perfect legal landscape might look like?
My vision for the future is that we win the passage of the Equal Rights Amendment to the United States Constitution. That's what we've been working to add to the U.S. Constitution since 1923. And 2019, it's a disgrace that we do not yet have that. But we're going to have to fight for it, because that's the only way we're going to win it.
And for those who are in the struggle, is there room for self-care and rest, or is it?
Well, I mean,
or for you, I suppose.
You know, I always say that fighting injustice is very good for the health. I'm 78 years old. I feel as though I'm 14. I love what I do. I have a passion for justice, and that's what I do. So self-care for me is working. So I don't feel this is a sacrifice. I feel that this is my duty. And I love doing it. So I'm fortunate and blessed and honored to be able to do it, because I know this is what I'm meant to do.
So it's a purpose.
Yeah, it's a purpose. We all have a purpose in life. And everybody just needs to recognize what their purpose is. Sometimes people say, like, well, they look up in the air and they say, you know, why did I go through this suffering? Why was I a victim of gender violence or sexual harassment? They look up in the air and they say, why me? And I say the answer comes down, why not you? Because this is so widespread, what happens to women. So the question is, what are you going to do? Are you going to accept the challenge and realize that maybe you can learn from this? It's a teaching moment you wish you never had, but now you do. What can you learn from this to help others?
So, but how have you kept up with the stamina and not burnt out after all this time? I mean, there are activists here who I see fighting, and it's like they're screaming at the top of their lungs trying to break through. And how do you keep from burning out with these?
And that's
battles?
A good question, because you're right. So many activists do burn out. Well, for me, it's all about expectations. It's all about knowing options. It's all about knowing what is possible and what is not. Because while I'm an idealist, I'm also a pragmatist. And I know what the law is, and I know what the facts are, and I know what we can do and what will not be able to be accomplished. And I also know what's worth fighting for.
That's attorney Gloria Allred. She herself was a victim of rape before she began her career in law. She says her attacker held her at gunpoint and that she later suffered hemorrhaging from a back alley abortion. Abortion was not legal at the time or place. She did not report the rape. She has since fought for women's rights in a career that has spanned over 40 years. To hear more of this conversation, check out WXXINews.org. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.